right, so let's see. Support our troops. We had this on the show last week. Sergeant in trouble for Playboy spread. Mm-hmm. Her name is Sergeant Michelle Manhart.
Air Force Staff Sergeant.
And she's just as hot can be. She's in the new Playboy. And before we get her on the phone, I know, Mike, you're anxious to see.
I have not seen. This will be my first reaction.
You're in for a treat.
And oh my.
Enlistment will be up because of this.
Look at that. Look at
I can't see. Hold on.
Look at her VG.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Look at her vagi.
Her vagine?
Yeah.
She is absolutely
gorgeous.
Got a
little tiny mustache on it.
My God.
Look at those big boobs.
If it's a disguise, it's not working.
She's really, really a good-looking lady, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
She's spectacular. I mean, she could be like one of the regular models. She's better than the regular models.
Stretched out all over the place. Look at her, like, on the back of that chair, for goodness sake.
Looks like she works out.
Baby.
Mother of two or three, I think.
So oh, my God. Yeah. She's stunning. Yeah.
So here's what the Army said to her. The staff sergeant's alleged action does not meet the high standards we expect of our airmen.
Oh, give her a break.
Apply with the Air Force's core values of integrity, blah, 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 blah. Let's welcome her to now making headlines in the new Playboy. Here is Staff Sergeant Michelle Manhart. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, there. Hi, how are you?
We're great. And you
you're a knockout.
Thanks.
So you have buses you've squeezed out. How many kids?
And I have two.
Two. Incredible. Wow. I mean, did you ever model before this?
I did some small stuff, you know, here and there, everything that I could to, you know, to try and get it to take off.
Can I look at the pictures again, Mike?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm hogging them.
Why don't you ask her something?
But you know what? I'm in the Air Force, not the Army.
Michelle,
I'm sorry. I said Army. My apologies.
She's an Air Force Staff Sergeant. While Don's looking at the pictures, the first question I have for you is, seriously, what is the worst thing that could happen? They say they're investigating at the Air Force. Can they court-martial you for this type of thing?
Well, I'm sure that if anybody wants to do something, they'll put their mind to it, they'll get it done. But I don't foresee that. Several people I've spoke to in the legal department don't see that. Because that's a long process. And that's something, I mean, we have individuals who get, you know, DUIs in the Air Force, and they don't even get court-martialed.
Okay.
And even worse. So that's extreme. But if they want to do it, you know, I'm sure they can find a way.
So is your goal to get back into into active duty, to go back, back into the Air Force?
I'm kind of in the middle. The longer that this takes, the more leaning.
You show everything. You're good.
Don's looking at the pictures again. We're passing the pictures back and forth. We just can't. I heard before I saw the pictures, and I heard you were like a sergeant in the Air Force, I did not expect to see this woman I'm seeing here. My God.
Well, you know, there's like all those blogs and stuff out there, and there's actually one that says, look at her. She's not even Playboy material.
Oh, no.
Oh, ouch. No. I don't understand that.
I want to tell you what.
You're better than Playboy material,
for goodness sakes. You have, if I could say this without you being offended, perfect areolas. I mean, look at those. Remember we had that girl call the show last week?
Mm-hmm.
My God, are those.
Are you going to be going on any kind of tours?
You know what? That's up to Playboy. I would love to. We talked, a lot of the military guys want me to do a USO tour around the world and over to the desert.
Nasty girl.
I would love to do.
You're wearing your dog tags.
I mean, that is a great. I mean, whoever the photographer was, he did you justice here. That's for sure.
Now, can I ask you one real question about being in Playboy, because you're obviously a real woman, not a model. Beautiful. And as I mentioned, those areolas. Just 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Absolutely.
Seriously, if you don't mind, Michelle, Playboy is famous for airbrushing. And I'd like to know, did they enhance you in any? Don't be offended by it, but what are you looking at?
Oh, I'm not.
I was talking to the guy in the next.
Those are my boobs. I paid every penny of them. They belong to me.
Okay. And you're honest about that. That's
because
good.
The guy in the next room.
Those are my abs. I work hard, and the abs actually look better today.
Okay, yeah, I mean, good. You can tell right away that by looking at you that you do have that kind of athlete's body. You work out a lot.
Look right below my butt. See my thigh, how thick it is?
Yeah.
That's all me.
Hello.
All right. Well, no, I see. Thank you for answering that question. Well,
so you're married?
I am.
Happily?
How does he feel?
Yeah, how does hubby feel?
How does he feel?
He's very supportive. I mean, he's excited about the whole thing.
I mean,
you know how guys are.
Goodness sakes, Michelle. I mean, you can see where the the babies come out.
A little more than normal for a Playboy right there. That's the picture
right
you like. Yeah.
Of Michelle laying on her side is spectacular. Yes. Just really. So
I don't like that picture.
You don't?
Oh, I do.
Because you can see my freckles on my chest.
Okay.
The anti-airbrushing that everybody says.
No, you know what? No, I was just asking about the. I wasn't singling you out, and I'm glad.
No, because they say that there's stuff you should see. There are so many.
See, I think freckles are sexy. I think freckles are very sexy.
There's a lot of blogs and stuff out there. Oh, she's not Playboy material. Oh,
don't
she's airbrushed. That's not really her face. Stuff like that.
I have a question about some of the action photos where they show you like behind a gun at one point on some sort of aircraft, and then they show you with you're a staff sergeant. Is that like a DI? Do you do drill sergeant stuff at all?
Well, there's four photos on the left.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, right.
Okay, on the top and bottom, I'm on the top and the bottom. On the top and the bottom, those are both taken of, like, what I would do as a military training instructor.
Well, so you are a training, so you're like, the clip of Arlie Ermey that we play in Full Metal Jacket. Mm-hmm. You do a lot of that.
That's exactly what we do, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So when exactly did the Air Force come to you and say, hey, this is Hinky. We don't want you in our Air Force.
I think I missed that. I'm sorry.
When did they have a problem? When did they let you know, hey, this is not kosher, we're going to investigate this?
Well, this is what happened. Thursday the 4th, which was a week before the issue came out, because the BX, of course, gets it early. I just went to my boss and said, hey, in case you get any phone calls, you know, from anybody that you know and asking if it is me, it is. You know, just kind of as a heads up, so it wasn't one of those, you know, I don't know, let me ask her. And so he said, well, you know, that's a pretty big thing. Let's go tell the captain. So we went and told the captain, and the captain said, well, that is a big thing. Let's go tell the major, you know, just to warn people. And we went to the colonel, and then from there, the colonel took it up. And in a matter of minutes, to my knowledge, it went, you know, from that location all the way to the chief of staff, apparently. So it was kind of quick. And then, they told me, sit down, you know, don't go teach your line, stay off the street, so to speak, the MTI terms, and just hang out. I was like, okay. So I waited a few hours, the whole hurry up and wait the government has us do. And then they said, you need to report into your commander's office. I reported into my commander's office, and she said to me that she needed to remove my campaign hat, which is my you know, military training instructor hat, and that she was removing me from my duty as a military training instructor pending the outcome of an investigation, which was kind of odd because I didn't know what the investigation was going to entail. I told them everything. I showed them a copy of it. I mean,
it's kind of funny. They're saying they're investigating. You know, I mean, it's pretty obvious what you did.
Buy the magazine. Have you served our country overseas?
Have I what?
Have you served our country overseas?
Oh, yes, sir. And I would go in a minute again in a heartbeat. I volunteer all the time, and I never get to go.
So where have you been? Where have you been in your
mind? I was in Kuwait City, right on the border.
Oh, okay. So you've been over there. And what would you do if, like, this all pans out, you go back into the Air Force, and one of your recruits was to walk up to you and say, hey, I saw you in Playboy. You looked hot. How would you handle that situation?
You know, people ask that, but I've worked in this job for a while, and I don't think they'd be like that for a lot of reasons. I've gotten a lot of emails from past ailmen that I've pushed, you know, saying, supporting and whatnot, but I've seen people come through basic training in which I knew before they got there. Being that we came prior to here, I was involved a lot in Air Force recruiting. So in recruiting,
they ought to use you for recruiting.
I mean, they
quadruple
this
their numbers.
Magazine is the best bunch of recruiting I've seen.
You ever have any recruits that need any special extra attention?
Yes.
Are you typing there in the background?
I'm sitting on the floor.
I hear clicking in the background.
Sitting on the floor.
You're sitting on the floor?
I'm sitting on the floor in my bedroom.
This is horrible, but I have to ask you now because you said that. What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing this really cute pink and gray sweatsuit with no underwear and no bra.
Oh.
It's freezing cold down here in Texas.
Oh, my God.
How old are your children, baby?
I have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Wow. Sexy.
Wow.
My sexy.
God, fantastic.
Have you thought about that 10-year-old?
This is a Playboy question.
Yeah,
right?
A Playboy question. Have you thought? I mean, 10 is certainly enough he's going to go to school and someone's going to say,
hey, oh, she.
Oh, she is.
Never mind.
See, the girls are so much more cooler than boys. I mean,
he couldn't wait to tell her friends. She thought it was the best thing ever.
It is a little different, I guess, than it used to be. Do you see yourself getting back into active duty? Do you see that?
I don't know. I'm not a palm reader. I really
read my
don't.
Palm.
I mean,
because it sounds to me, talking to you, like you probably think maybe your Air Force days are behind you and you want to do other stuff. Because I'm sure you're getting a lot of offers after this, right?
Well, I mean, if I get to stay, then I'm definitely going to keep pushing forward the way I always have. And if they decide, you know, however they're going to go about it, if they decide that, you know, this shouldn't keep up, then I am going to pursue other.
Hey, listen, you know, we had a Playboy Playmate that wrote a book about Hef. If they invite you, have you been invited to the mansion?
I have.
Do you know? But don't go to Hef's room.
Watch out for Hef. He likes having these.
He likes to rub his whole body with baby oil.
And Vaseline.
He likes to finish off in front of everybody. We heard that.
That's not
a joke.
And gay porn.
And gay porn.
I'm sure it's nothing you haven't seen in the Air Force. But just beware if you go out to see Hef.
Is your husband military?
He is.
And how are they treating him? Because that's got to be tough for him, I would imagine.
No, it's not actually. I mean, it's. Nothing's really changed other than his friends say, hey, I saw your wife. She's hot, you know. Okay. Other than that, it hasn't. Wow. His friends are really
Is he a sergeant also?
He is.
Okay. And so does he do the drill instruction?
Sergeant at arms.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, your arms. Okay,
you can't get over those pictures. Can you? No, Don's still staring at the pictures.
Well, she's good looking. She's there's a bull, and she's good looking.
Well, what's your ultimate? What do you expect to happen with this? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but
the
what would you like to my, see?
The line don't just
she gone?
Oh, no. Yeah. Line just done went Lily Munster on us.
Who's on the cover of that Playboy then?
Who knows?
Who is that?
Who the hell is that? Betty Page? I don't
know. Cracks me up.
Betty Page.
Yeah.
Betty Page.
I bet it's. That looked like the Grip Keeper, wouldn't it?
Some chick from Battlestar Galactica.
I'm
done with that lady.
You're done with her now?
Yeah, she was very nice.
She was nice.
She was nice. And we'll see what happens.
Very nice.
Surprising photographs.
Very nice.
I expected those photographs to be a little more mannish. But she's all woman. Yeah.
I'm glad she brought that up about the fact that she had freckles on her boobs because. That is the big rap about Playboy, that it's airbrushed to the max.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, look at the chick who's in the middle this week.
Centerfold?
Yeah. Look how airbrushed she is. I mean, that's...
That almost looks like a painting.
She's good looking.
Tradition.
Right? I mean, that's J.O. material.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did anybody happen to catch that during the Ravens game? When they kept talking about Jonathan Ogden, they kept calling him J.O.?
Oh, no. Really?
During the game, the broadcasters kept saying, well, I wonder what J.O.'s going to do. We're going to have to ask J.O. about that. And I was thinking about something totally different.
Sure.
You're fixated on the magazine as well, aren't you?
Well, that picture on the cover, she's got to hike those drawers up a little bit.
You see her,
or not.
You see her hiney.
Mm-hmm.
And you see her butt.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You throwing that away?
Don't throw that away.
You throw that away? Just casually throw that away?
It's $5. Go buy one at 7-Eleven.
No, come on. Don't throw. That's ridiculous.
Rob, get that out of the garbage, please.
I'll eat that out of the garbage.
There you go, Michael.
I'll have that piece of pizza.
There you go.
Is there any goo on it or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Not yet.
All right.
No goo from the garbage.
Okay.
Not yet.
All cocktails, right. Chemistry, corsets.
Thank you.
And the art of seduction.
Okay,
wow.
We've not gotten to. Thank you to Michelle Manhart. We have not gotten to chatting about 24 yet.
No.
We have not yet heard the sex ed tapes. We've not heard the Paula Abdul tapes. We've not heard, what Mike had to eat.
Well, yes. I did that a lot, too.
Yeah, excuse me for that. We'll get to some of that when we come right back.
Very good.
More show coming up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.